has played down the stretch. How surprised are you that that wasn't good enough to get in?
Yeah, it sucks. I mean, I thought we were playing playoff hockey for that, you know, kind of basically since that Four Nations break. So, you know, to have the success we did and not get in definitely sucks. But, you know, I think if you look at the positives of it, I mean, I think this group, you know, played really well. And I think, you know, in terms for next year, I think those are important games that, you know, are very useful when you, you know, next year, if we're in a similar spot, to have that experience. So it sucks having 96 and not getting in. You know, I've, you know, never really heard of that in Philly last year when we were, you know, kind of in that last game chasing the spot. I don't think we were close to 96. So, you know, to not get in definitely sucks. But this group played really well, and, you know, I think there's a lot of positives.
How did you enjoy your time here?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, obviously getting traded midseason is never easy. And, you know, to have Frosty with me was, you know, a lot of help too. I think just going through the whole thing with him. But, you know, the whole organization here is, you know, it's a first-class organization. And they treated us, you know, so well. So the guys have been awesome and just helping us out. And, you know, sometimes it's tough, like I said, midseason when you're just playing games and kind of in a cram season, it's kind of tough to, you know, kind of settle in. But, you know, everyone around here made things really easy for us. And, you know, I have no complaints. So it's been a super easy transition.
With it being easy to settle, do you feel like you have more to show like next year when you are a little more settled?
100%. I think for me it was, you know, I think the whole year itself, even in Philly, was pretty embarrassing for me. And you know, I take a lot of pride in trying to be a guy that can provide offense and help out. And you know, I think I need to be a lot better in a lot of areas. And you know, I think having the summer to kind of, you know, relax a little bit and focus on some things will help me. And you know, I think having a little more time off, I think this off season will probably be good for me too. Last year I went to Worlds, and you know, I didn't take any time off. I came back from Worlds and I just started working out again. So I think maybe take a little more time away from the rink, and you know, and then come back maybe, you know, a little more fresher.
You said it was embarrassing. You feel like it was the preparations for last summer that just sort of set you off, like off on your foot?
No, I wouldn't blame it on one thing. I think for me, just you know, I feel like I'm a guy in season when you know, it's all about confidence for me and trying to, you know, keep the confidence going. And I feel like I lost it pretty early this year and could just never kind of find it. So you know, it's up to me to be better. And, you know, like I said, I take a lot of pride in that. And, you know, it's something I think about, you know, every day, basically. So it was pretty challenging for me this year, you know, not providing the offense and, you know, the points that, you know, the team needs. So definitely need to be better for next year.
You were talked about a little bit prior to the deal. Your name had kind of been in rumors. Just how different is it now being settled, knowing that's probably not going to happen, that you can kind of let your guard down and that you'll have that stability that maybe you didn't have before?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's tough. Obviously, you know, I think a lot of guys go through it when your name's in trade talks and things like that. And, you know, I kind of had a feeling heading into this year that, you know, it was probably going to be the year if something was going to happen. So, you know, it's definitely tough. It weighed on my mind a lot. And that's no excuse. And like I said, I need to be a lot better.
What was the message for you from the team as you head into the offseason?
I haven't talked to the coaches yet. This is my first stop kind of today. So I'll do all the talks with management and Husk and maybe let you know at a later date.
How much more comfortable do you feel now compared to about 2 months ago playing with this group and being in the city and even the hockey side of things?
Yeah, it's been really good. I mean, I think just, you know, having that kind of that guy time to, you know, go for dinners and do things away from the rink has been good. And, you know, I think just, you know, getting to know the guys a little bit more, you know, has been good for me. So we have a really good group of guys here and really good leaders on this team, and they've been awesome. So that this group's it's a special group, and, you know, I'm excited to, you know, be here.
Do you feel like since you arrived in Calgary, and especially, you know, as the season's gone on, you have a better idea of what you want to be in this city and on this team to be effective before?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you know, I think kind of my whole career, I've kind of just been a guy that can kind of play up and down the lineup. And, you know, one thing I was really excited about coming here was getting to play on the PK. And, you know, I feel like I helped the PK out, you know, a little bit in my time here. And, you know, obviously I'll talk to the coaches and management about, you know, some of the other stuff. But, You know, if it's third line winger and with some PK time, I think that's a great fit for me. So, you know, obviously I'll talk to those guys and see exactly what they want. But, yeah.
Joel, have you gone into an off season with a similar sort of feeling of disappointment about your personal year before?
No, I mean, I think I had the you know, kind of a tough year when I came off that neck surgery, and that was kind of a struggle for me. But, you know, I don't think I've had a season where, you know, I felt, you know, fully healthy and felt really good about my game, and then went into the year and had a tough season. So, definitely, you know, something to learn from, and you know, prepare maybe a little bit different than I did, you know, prior years. And but, you know, I think, you know, having the summer to kind of think about things and, you know, work on my game will definitely help.